I'm sure that those who saw Dave over the last few weeks or month perhaps were distressed to see him smiling just a little less than we were used to. We could be drawn to remembering him that way. We must not. This Mass is the celebration of his life, and we must do that by recalling the happy priest that he was. He had an ever-ready smile. I believe that came from a deep commitment he had for the life he'd chosen and an underlying sense of humour. That goes back a long way. Our dear mother told me about a family outing, a car drive in the early 1930s. The young brothers, John and David Scott, were in the back seat when they were passed by another car. The occupants proceeded to pull faces at our car. Our dad was irritated. "Just look at that," he said. "You'll never see our boys doing that." The comment from the back seat was immediate. The boy who has become Father David Scott spoke up, "Dad, that's because we never pass anybody." But our time with him as permanent company was to be limited. By the time he had completed his third year of high school at Randwick Morris Brothers, he had decided on his future. He wished to be a priest, and he entered the seminary at Springwood. 9 years later, he was ordained and worked with and for people for 60 years. He did have a life outside his priestly work. Besides golf and South Sydney, there was his own family. He had a great love for our mum and dad and his extended family. Our elder brother John and his wife Elvie predeceased Dave. Along with Margaret and myself, his nieces and nephews and their children feel the loss now that he has left us. Children also noticed smiles. When they heard that Uncle David had died, a number of his young grandnieces and nephews said he was always smiling. So then there was the stroke that changed his life. He missed the life that had been his, but accepted a new one. And in a sense, a new vocation. He still wished to provide comfort, even though he was in the nurse home to be comforted. Carers liked to be thanked, albeit with a simple smile, and his fellow residents enjoyed his company. In the last few weeks, he was unable to eat in the dining room, where he'd shared a table with five others. They told us we miss him so much. I thank the Sisters of the Holy Family of Nazareth, their employed staff, and the priests for the wonderful care they provided. He was so grateful for the corporal and spiritual support that you gave him. So, I've said little about his time here at Winston Hills, and that is deliberate. Most of those here this morning have a Winston Hills connection, and you all have your own memories of him. What he achieved and what he did for you personally. These are your personal memories for you to treasure and share. Nothing I can say can add to that. Never let go of those memories and love. It seems odd that a full, complete life can be summarised in a short eulogy as this is. But if he could have a word to me now, he'd say, "Let's get on with it." God bless him.